St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you into our local music show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. We call it The Grassroots Show. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
It has been a busy time already. They always say Memorial Day weekend is the official or unofficial summer kickoff, but for a lot of people, it's official. Hey, meteorologists say June 1st is summer. So it didn't feel like it May 31st, but by the time we hit June 1st, I guess it caught up. But anyway, we welcome you aboard here tonight. This opening segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio, where I had an opportunity to talk to a couple of people over this past weekend who are down there and have been recording, and we look forward to hearing some stuff from them coming up. One of them was the gang from Parabellum, who were part of the Butler County Veterans in Need get-together. And, boy, despite just atrocious weather for May 31st, it was good to see a lot of people turning out. But, boy, it was a brutal day. It was one of those, I was going to get a beer from Missing Links. I didn't have any gloves on hand because I didn't think it was that cold when I left the house. It was too cold to hold a beer.
Yeah. As somebody who plays the Spirit of Christmas parade every year, that was nothing. Come on.
Well,
but I was very pleased at the turnout given the weather too. That meant a lot, I think, because it kept the event pretty strong.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess they had almost 24 bikes that went out on the ride too that morning. I mean, it was not a fun day with the wind and everything. So salute to everybody that came out and supported the cause. It looked like they had a pretty good day. And those that donated baskets into the cause, and they did some pretty significant fundraising that day for Butler County Veterans.
They did.
Yep. Yeah. So, and a salute to all that played. I love that band name, Still Undecided.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many people asked me, have you figured out who's playing yet? And that's who's playing. That's the band's name yet. Have they figured it out yet? Who's going to play first? Still Undecided.
Yeah. And Jennifer Lynn Baker, of course, the Noble Hops with a great performance. I did get to catch that. And then Parabellum right after that. And so good stuff there. And of course, you were rocking the Roosevelt the next day. It looked like a nice, diverse lineup down, in the Arnold area, New Kensington?
Yeah, that's at Roosevelt Park there in Arnold, and a full day of music from noon to like 8 p.m. So, yeah, very eclectic lineup for sure.
Yeah, that was wrapping up May and open up June, and then wham, this past weekend, you were rocking up in the hills, doing some hollering.
Yeah, the Hills and Hollers Festival, that was going on this weekend also, and over 30 bands on that.
Wow.
And it's put on by the band Rurally Bankrupt, and we had them on here in the studio here just a couple, 2-3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks now. Time flies.
Yeah, wow. Well, you already had some activities up at Rock Falls Park, which was an interesting weather day. So hopefully this stuff is trending to a lot better. At least we've gotten warmer. I mean, this weekend, even if you had a little bit of rain shower around, is warm. So that's a big key. It's that cold, damp weather that just soaks into your bones. So hopefully we're trending in the right direction. The pattern cannot stay that way forever. So.
Yeah, because there's a lot of festivals going on, a lot of stuff. I mean, we're just weeks away from the Big Butler Fair taking off. And, of course, we've got the Fostering Music Summer Shindig that's just a couple weeks out. So a lot going on.
Yeah, we're going to have Christy Stitt on next week to preview that. That's a big event down in Ford City for the second year. And I hope you'll be a part of that and look forward to that. And, of course, Big Butler Fair going to kick off. That's going to be a little local music-connected event that night, huh?
Yeah, the kickoff this year is going to be a part of that Let Freedom Ring tour with Gary Burke III. And we're going to, along with him, have the Hawkeyes. And Black Ridge. So looking forward to that. And then the closing night concert will be with Tyler Farr. So.
Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, it'll be another great year for the Big Butler Fair. Always over the 4th. And then before you know it, August 21st through 23rd comes around. Cooper's Lake Campground, the Van Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And we know the weather will be awesome by then. It better be awesome this weekend like it is. But we look forward to that and another great, very diverse lineup this year. Good job with this, Utah. Looking down through the list at thebandjam.com, and you've been hearing the previews brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Friday mornings on the Rock Station. This is going to be a fun-looking lineup, and I'm intrigued to see how it plays out when you share that.
Yeah, it's a task every year, and I felt a little light this year on the country music. Had a hard time lining up. I kind of wanted another country act in there, but yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah,
kind of started going a little heavy here, and I'm like, I got to rein that in a little bit. I mean, hey, I like it, but yeah. Got to rein that in a little bit.
I'm so. All right with that. Yeah. but there will be a country connection. I know, for example, the singer-songgrater around that we just previewed, Morgan Gruber, and wow, what a remarkable talent she has.
Yeah. And she's busy.
Yeah. Yeah, she just was out in Washington State playing again. And I had mentioned when we previewed it, St. Barnabas had their Founders Day, and I emceed that. They had Jimmy Fallon come in, and she did the national anthem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was just unbelievable. It made your hair stand because she's doing it a cappella, right. And it was just incredible. So great stuff. So, hey, check out thebandjam.com, and you can see all of the information you need, all the lineup. You can get a weekend pass, $30 for adults, 17 and under, always get in free. Single day pass, you can pick Friday or Saturday. If you can only come out one day, it's $20. To see all the music and be a part of the festivities. There'll be vendors, the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers back. Big thank you as well to the stage sponsors this year that include Diamond Joe's, Five Star Hoagies, and also Band Together Pittsburgh. The stage is moving this year. Just be aware of that as you come out. Usually you've noticed that natural kind of bowl amphitheater. It's kind of outgrown that just for setting up purposes and folks that want to put tents up and be out of the sun all day long. You can do that now, but it's going to be a lot bigger area just over the hill from that.
Yeah. And speaking of Diamond Joe's Five Star Hoagies, I see signs all over the place, and it reminded me that we got to get our Band Jam signs. We got to get on that this year and get those up.
Because
I think last year we did it the week before the festival. So, yeah, mental note to self. Thank you, Diamond Joe's, for giving me that idea. Get on that this year.
There you go. All right. Well, check it all out, thebandjam.com. And speaking of the Band Jam, our special guest tonight on the show is going to be performing with his band at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors. Of course, he was a longtime member of the classic band from Pittsburgh, Rusted Root, and has really done some awesome stuff with his band. And I know I've bumped into a bunch of people going, wait, what? Yeah, they're excited to have Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors joining the lineup that is a very impressive lineup for the Band Jam. So we'll visit with Jim coming up here in a couple of moments and talk to him about what they're up to.
All right, then I think that's a cue to get into some music here.
Yeah, I think it
and,
is.
And, you know, we were talking about Parabellum earlier with the Ride for Our Veterans in memory of John Ciprian there at the Butler County Veterans in Need Warehouse. And Kate was a big part of planning that and putting that together. And Terry and all those guys, you know, that's like a veteran band, Parabellum is. And so, we'll throw on one of their songs here called Calling All Monsters. And as you mentioned, they have new material coming out of the Meat Locker. So we'll have that soon.
Very fitting moment here at the first part of our show tonight to hear Parabellum, and we'll follow that up with another band that recorded at the Meat Locker Recording Studio with Jim Harpell, and they were the only, to this point, two-time Grassy Award-winning band. Will that change this year? I don't know just yet, because the final list of nominees has not been revealed, but will soon. But we'll pull out some old Anger of the Ant, because they're reuniting for a performance at Band Jam this year, and we'll dig out their song City of Broken Hearts. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by our friends at Shady Lady Productions. Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We are back here on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Really honored that you've tuned in here tonight to hear us talk about local music and share a little bit about the music scene. And this segment is being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their 4 locations to serve you in our community. And hey, don't forget, they're part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is our Friday morning spotlight presenting sponsor. We call it Center Stage, that you can hear just after 7:30 every Friday morning. We take a listen to one of the acts you'll get to see at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up in August at Cooper's Lake Campground. So tune in for that. And one of the acts that you're going to get to see, and we are really, overly excited about this. We're going to visit with tonight Jim Donovan of Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors back with us on the Grassroots Show. Jim, good to hear from you again.
So glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
And we're really excited to have you part of the band jam this year. I know you always have a busy schedule and lots of shows going on, but we're really honored to have you part of that. Let's kind of give our listeners and those that might be coming to band jam a little background of yourself. Going back to the days of Rusted Root, actually, was that the first jump into the foray of the Pittsburgh music scene, or was there a little bit before that?
You know, I for like 5 seconds, I was in a cover band when I first got to college called Apache Black. And we did ZZ Top covers and Motley Crue. And we tried our best, but we ended up getting thrown out of a lot of places.
Wow.
And literally, please leave. You guys aren't any good at all.
Wow.
We'll give you your $30 to stop. We had one guy say. Yeah, it's a true story.
There's always that one guy, you know?
It was at the Decade back oh, anyone that knows the Decade back in Pittsburgh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep. Great club.
So. Great club, and, you know, we weren't fit for that. So. No.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but, you know, a couple of years after that, ended up starting Rusted Root with three of the other members, Patrick, Liz, and Mike. And yeah, we got really, we worked hard, but we also were pretty fortunate to, you know, live out all the things that I'd ever hoped for as far as music goes, you know, getting to, you know, tour around the country a bunch and, you know, songs on the radio. We had that song, Send Me On My Way, that everyone in Pittsburgh has been inundated with for years. And, just really, pleased that happened. And it was a life changing experience. Yeah. To this day, I still, I still use the things I learned from being in that.
So what led you away from Rusted Root? Was it just a matter of family life and it was time to get off the road?
I was with them for 15 years. So I was there at the beginning, the whole way till 2005, early 2000s, you know, my wife and I decided we were going to start a family. And it was at that point, it was just not fun for me to be on the road. I'd done it. We'd been around the country, you know, 25 times and we were just doing that again and again. And I'm not, you know, I'm not complaining, but it was, I didn't feel like I had to do that anymore. And the thing I was really needed to do was just be home because my kids were little and I knew that I would miss, you know, I already missed a lot and I didn't want to miss anymore. It was, just, you know, life like was calling and I didn't know what I was going to do afterwards, but I knew I had to get back home. And so I pulled the string and made it happen.
Was that culture shock for you? How did you come off of that? I mean, being in a band and on the road like you guys were, and obviously away from home, and you have that desire to be back home, but boy, that has to be a stark reality difference, you know, going from that busy time to what do I do now?
Yeah, it really was. I went through a grieving process. I was depressed for a couple of years. And I really didn't know like what I was going to do. I put all of my eggs in the Rusted Root basket. I had a sense that I was going to leave, you know, like in 1999, I knew that it was going to end and I just didn't know how to get out. And so I started to do the one thing that I thought I knew how to do, which was to teach people how to play drums. But I didn't want to do like drum set lessons. I wanted to get like a whole group of people at one time. And so I started doing workshops with hand drums and, you know, I thought that I was teaching people how to play drums. I thought that was why they came and some of them did, but I found out pretty quickly that people kept on coming back, not because of Rusted Root, but because the drumming helped them feel better. Like their stress came down. They got to meet other people. And so it kind of gave me the idea that, you know, maybe I should, you know, point my life at how can I help show people how to use music to do those kinds of things. Cause everyone's stressed out. Lots of people are lonely. Lots of people have poor mood. And I started doing, you know, more and more of those kinds of programs. A guy that I'd met a couple of years earlier had seen Rusted Root play, and he, we had this situation at Indiana University. We were playing a show and the power went out. And so we're in the mid show. We've got all like 2000 drunk IEP kids and they're like, what's going on? And so I got up behind the kit and went out to the front of the stage, and I divided the college students into two big groups. And I gave group number one, a rhythm to clap. And I gave group number two on the other side, you know, something to sing. And then I gave, you know, gave them a couple more things. And all of a sudden we were making music together, 2000 drunk kids while they fixed the power. And, you know, we went back and, you know, the power came back. We did finish the song and everybody thought it was best thing since sliced bread. And one of the people that was there was this guy named Chuck Olson, who happened to be the head of fine arts at St. Francis. And, you know, fast forward a couple of years later, I'm out of Rusted Root for a week, and I get a call from him, and he said, hey, if I could create a position for you where you come up and build a program, you know, you have insurance, you'd have 401k, would you do that? And at the time I was in really bad shape. I, you know, even though we made money back in the day, I didn't have a whole lot saved. And I said, yeah, I'll do it. And he said, well, you have your college degree, right? I said, well, I left to join a band. And so he said, I'll cover for you. I'll tell them that you have it, but you have to produce a diploma by the end of December, which was in, you know, 4 months from then. And so I went back to Pitt, where I went to school, finished the degree before anybody at St. Francis realized that I didn't have a degree.
Uh-oh, hopefully they're not listening.
Well,
too late now.
We're too late now. I'm there 20 years, so.
Oh, there you go. That is such a cool story. I mean, just a chance moment like that it led you to another direction that you probably really were feeling the need to do, but didn't know it was there.
I had no idea. I had no intention of teaching. You know, I was a classically trained musician, and there's always this sort of elitist crap that those folks do, where they'll say, you know, those who can play and those who can't teach. Like, that was the motto.
Yeah.
And so I had that in me, but it's bullshit. Like, it's not, oh, I can't say it right now. Sorry.
You're okay.
It's total garbage, right?
Yeah.
Because teaching is so much harder, you know, because people are, when you're with a group of people, that each group is a puzzle. And every day, it's like you see those people every day, they are a different puzzle every day, depending on how they're doing. And to like get any kind of information to them that's going to be helpful, it's a lot of, it's performance, you know, plus.
Yeah, you've had some good chances. Talking about chance, I love that story you told too about how you were set up somewhere playing in front of nobody, and this lady walks in with her dog and catches your guys' set, and it just happened to be Sheryl Crow. And what a chance that was. I love that story. I've read that multiple times. Wow. It's really cool.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's, you know, when I have, you know, the benefit of, you know, being well into middle age now, and I can think back on all the times, and not just, you know, that they were fun or whatever they were, but like, you know, what led to what? How did we get from point A to point B to point C and on and on? And there's all these sort of key moments where I realize, you know, there's other people in the mix. It's not, I'm not doing it all. In fact, a lot of it, I'm just deciding to do the right things at the right times.
That's important. I like that. Yeah.
Visiting with Jim Donovan here tonight on the Grassroots Show. They're going to be part, he and his band, the Sun King Warriors, going to be a part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We'll get into that. We'll also discuss how maybe life has come full circle for Jim, because the family that he's now created have become a little bit involved in doing some things with him. But we'll talk about that. Let's get into a song, though, first, Jim. Let's talk about the song Off the Ground. Give a little background of that.
Yeah, Off the Ground is actually a cover song by the band The Record Company. And our bassist, Kent Tonkin, you know, kind of came to me. He's like, man, we should cover this. We would do a really good job at this. And I listened to it and just, I identified with the lyrics. I like the idea of, you know, we're the ones, like, when things aren't going so well, we're the ones that have to pick ourselves up and we have to, like, you know, get to it, because there's no one else that's going to do it for us.
Here it is off the ground. It's Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah. time dying.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're tuned in to the Grassroots Show, local music here on The Rock Station, 97.7. In our next segment, brought to you by our friends at Bros' Superette, who are high on the hill and right on the price. That's because They're overlooking the city of Butler. That's high on the hill. It's not Scott English. But you could play that tune driving up there. And anyway, you could get your ham loaf and a whole bunch more stuff, including vittles that you can grill out, because it is grilling season now that we've flipped the calendar to June. At least I hope it is, because we need some warmth. Maybe stand by the grill a little bit. But, Dad, we warmed it up pretty good. So, hey, we're excited to have Jim Donovan. And Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors, part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And we're visiting with Jim here tonight. Jim, we just heard after Off the Ground, the old record company tune, No Time Dying. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so this song is sometimes when I'm writing, I don't always know what the heck the song is about. The words kind of come and they feel right, but I don't quite understand it. And it took quite a while for that to happen. So I had this experience in 2019 where I had a surgery that went wrong, septic shock, near-death experience, bad stuff. And when I kind of came out of it, I recognized that I had actually lived the lyrics in the song, where, there was a point in my time in the ICU where I was at the very bottom of being alive. And I had this experience where it might have been just the drugs. I felt like these two little, little beings or whatever, they were kind of over my right shoulder, kind of talking to me and saying, hey, you could be finished now. You don't have to do any more. You've done plenty in this lifetime, but you have to decide right now if you're going to stay. And of course I was like, yes, I'm staying. I don't want to die. And then it was over. So I came back out of it. And after I rehabbed, I kind of listened to that song again. I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly what just happened in this whole ordeal. And basically the big idea of it is that we only have this little bit of time. And if there's something that needs to be done, that I should get to it, because there's no more minutes that are ever guaranteed. Like this is all grace at this point. And that's really where that comes from. It's just like a kind of a call to action.
Yeah. Ironic that you had written the tune or written the lyrics for that and then had that experience to really kind of motivate finalizing that song.
Yeah, it's, I have to be careful what I write.
I'd say so, yeah.
We're only going to talk about lollipops from now on.
Tell me about the experience, though, of coming out of Rusted Root, taking the break from music, and then becoming a front man in a band. How difficult was that transition for you?
I'd always written. I have a big catalog of songs, but I was way too afraid to get in front and sing in front of people. That was always the problem. I had some other health scare earlier in the 2010s, and it kind of shook me awake to not sleep on this idea anymore. Once I left Rusted Root, I didn't play for about 10 years. And, I was supremely irritated for those 10 years. Like it was like, I need to play. But I didn't have, there wasn't room in life. My kids were all growing up and I was in that world and glad to be in it and also irritated. And so I came home from another hospital trip after a sort of a false heart attack experience, and decided, all right, I'm going to go into the studio and I'm just going to start to assemble these songs. I didn't have a whole lot of extra money at the time. And so I would go and do my drumming workshops. I had a couple CDs. I would sell those CDs and I'd make enough to like buy 3 hours of studio time each month. And I just took, 2010, 11, 12, 13, and 14, 3 hours a month, and, finished the first record that's called Sun King Warriors. And it was at that time, I didn't even know if I was going to assemble a band or not. I just wanted to see if I could write and make something, and some other guys had started to hear it. And then I decided to, book some shows and see if we could do something live. I asked my friend Kent Tonkin, who's up at St. Francis, to be on the bass, And we got Kevin McDonald, who played in Grapevine, and he does Trace Ladd's to play guitar. Dan Murphy, who's somebody I met through Chuck at St. Francis, also on guitar and mandolins. Brian Fazer's playing percussion, and then Jim Marini's playing drums. And we just started. And at first, it was really rickety. I was, not really great at my role. In fact, I think I was the least experienced of everybody, which was by design. Because I knew that if those guys were, pushing me, because they're all professional, that I would have to either sink or swim. So I, threw myself into fire on purpose on that.
Where did the Sun King Warriors name come from?
Yeah, the way I explain it is that the word sun, it's kind of like the ideal, like the best self. And the king is like the one who shows people how to do that once they figure it out. They are generous with that. And the warrior part is that every day I have to fight to be that best version.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's the inner battle.
Yeah. And that teaching experience. And I'm curious, too, to find out, what kind of courses do you teach out at St. Francis? What can, we have any young prospective students trying to find a direction in their career or want to take some classes? What do you usually do out there?
Yeah, they let me build a program. And so I built something called Music and Wellness. And it's a minor program that students that are coming in, whatever their major is, that they can take this as part of their coursework. And it fills the gap between, not doing anything and on the other side, music therapy, which is a highly accredited field, and you need a graduate degree and things like that to work in hospitals. But this comes like, it occupies the space before that, where, people that are going into health professions who aren't going to get a music therapy degree, it gives them some general things that they can do with their clients, their patients, where they're not assessing, medical issues in a person. They're just using these as activities for stress and social connection and mood improvement.
Very cool. And you've been doing that for what, two decades now, huh?
Yeah, 20 years. Yep.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Is it three albums for the band so far?
Yeah, we have three records. First one was the one I mentioned before. We have one that was in 2018 called We See Through It. And then this last one here is called Like a Light.
Very cool. Actually, had We See Through It pulled up as one of the songs that I was going to play here in the month of June. And then I realized, oh, we've got you on the schedule. So we'll get to that
awesome.
Down the road. Yeah, but we love your material and love playing it in rotation here up at 97.7 and sharing it on the Grassroots Show for sure. And you guys going to be busy here this summer outside of what you're stopping by, the band jam? You have a lot of events coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of regional stuff. We'll be in Ohio. We're going to go to Kentucky this coming weekend. We got some stuff up in New York, couple festivals up there, some good Pittsburgh stuff. Yeah, we've got a big show with the Clarks later in the fall over in Greensburg. Yeah, it's just right. We're not trying to go out and conquer the world. We're mostly just trying to have as much fun as possible.
And did I read correctly that you've also had the opportunity to get your kids involved in some of your music?
Yeah, all the records, they're all on every one of the records. Even if it's like, when my son was little, he didn't sing or do any major music stuff, but he was like, he played some drums with me. Yeah, I just wanted them to be there just because it made me feel good. And, I always want them to know they can be a part of anything.
Yeah, great stuff. And your website, is it just sunkingwarriors.com?
Yeah, sunkingwarriors.com. We're all over the place, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff.
And you can also check out jimdonovanmusic.com also.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Well, Jim, we're excited to have you a part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. It'll be a real honor to have you there with the Sun King Warriors. And let's play a couple more songs for the listeners out there. Let's talk When the Rains Come. Give us some background to that song.
When the Rains Come is a song I wrote back in Rusted Root days, like 1999. As you'll hear, it's a heavier song, and I knew Rusted Root was never going to play it. And so I wrote it, and there was some reason I couldn't finish it. I couldn't get to, it had a great melody. It had a great groove, but there was like the ending, like I couldn't figure it out. Every few years since then, the song was sort of, you know, nudged me a little bit in my mind, and I would think about it, but it wasn't until just, about a year ago where I was able to finish it. And I realized that I needed to have the guys that play in the Sun Kings to be able to do the ending, because it's pretty intricate. And so, finally finished it and really happy with the results. It couldn't have happened with any other group of guys.
Cool. And let's play Hey, Let It Be. I know that might be the first song we ever played on the Grassroots Show, or one of them anyway.
Yeah.
Tell us about that one.
Yeah, Hey, Let It Be is, the character, it could be any of us. I've been the character where you are trying to, get better from something. You're trying to get better from not taking care of yourself. And the idea is, just keep at it. You keep falling. You keep getting up over and over again.
Utah is often mentioned on this show, as we've talked over the years. Music is healing, and we've been talking about music and wellness, and it was a great visit tonight to hear from Jim Donovan and your story and perspective, and we appreciate the opportunity to do that, Jim, and we wish you the best here until we lead up to August, and we'll see you for the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival. We appreciate you being on our show here tonight.
We're looking forward to it, and thank you for all the great support. You guys are wonderful to us.
Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors, When the Rains Come, and Hey, Let It Be, on the Grassroots Show. Presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills, because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, high on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, catch 2B's Acoustic on Friday, June 13th at Helltown Tap Room, Fairway Lane in Penn Township from 7 to 10, part of Helltown's Jeep Invasion Celebration. The Summer Concert Series for Quality Life Services, Shakora, kick off on Thursday, June 26th. Featuring Washboard Tony and Rob, 6 to 8 p.m., free on the lawn. Bring a chair, 160 Medical Center Road, Shakora, off Route 68. Circle your calendar for the 7th Annual Music for the Cure, featuring the Noble Hops, the Ragged Company, and more. At Blueberry Hill Sessions in Carn City, August 9th, check out the Facebook page for information. And be sure to get your tickets now at Jurgles.com or DinnerBellRoad.com for the Dinner Bell Road Album Release Party on Saturday, June 28th. Openers will be Matthew Goodland and the Ragged Company. The Rock Done Right Tour has a double stop this month. It's Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st, for the Fostering Music Summer Shindig, 10th Street Station, Ford City. Stay tuned next week for a preview of that event on Sunday night. And Saturday, July 12th, it's Corey's Cruise at No Off-Season Sports in West Deer, honoring Corey Comparator. Visit Corey'sCruise.com. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 21st through 23rd. Get your tickets at thebandjam.com. Circle your calendar as well for Saturday, September 20th for the Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records 20th Anniversary Celebration. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, June 13th, Happy Hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club will feature self-preservation, 6 o'clock start, food and drink specials. Why not a trip to Ohio for Friday, June 13th, the Noble Hops Live at Phoenix Brewing Company in Mansfield, Ohio, or the following night, Saturday, June 14th, Noble Hops Live at Biker Brewhouse in Youngstown.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
We sure do appreciate you tuning in to hear some local music, talk about local businesses, local musicians, and Little Luna. What a great visit tonight with Rachel Catherine Bell. Going to be coming to the Penn Theater June 21st. Get your tickets for that event and catch a remarkable, talented young lady in Little Luna. Rachel Catherine Bell will be there, and we appreciate her being a part of our show and also including us when she's releasing new material, because she's really got some cool stuff going on. Hope you'll check that out. And appreciate everybody tuning in tonight, including those that help sponsor our show, like our friend Bill Damiano, Build the Scene, who's also part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival sponsorship. Also, Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 and Boers. They've been supporting some of our local music shows on the weekends here on The Rock Station. Appreciate that. Also appreciate Cummings Candy and Coffee and their four locations being a part of the Band Jam sponsorship, along with music from the 412, Scarfire Media, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Liberty Corner Tavern, Ram Automotive presenting the singer-songwriter in the round, Thursday, August 21st. Be there at 7 o'clock. That portion of Band Jam free of charge, and of course, 17 and under are free all weekend long anyway. So get those tickets now at thebandjam.com. Quality Life Services, they'll be doing some Thursday monthly concerts, part of their summer concert series in Chicora. Drusky Entertainment, who've been sponsors of the Band Jam since year number one. KEI Dumpster Rental. Also, our stage sponsors, Diamond Joe's Five Star Hoagies and Band Together Pittsburgh, all part of the Band Jam. Again, tickets can be purchased either for the weekend or individually days. Again, 17 and under get in free. Thursday night's free of charge. Thursday night, August 21st. Friday night, August 22nd. Saturday night, August 23rd at the beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground. The Bash Tent will be there again on Saturday night. You should be there. You'll get an opportunity to see some local vendors and more. And, you know, if you're operating whatever kind of vending service, reach out to check out thebandjam.com. Get out some information to us. We'd love to have you included in the Band Jam this August. And we'll be announcing the Grassy that weekend, too.
Yep. We've got it's summertime, man. Summertime's here.
That's right. Love it. So make some noise for your bands, too, as that list is being compiled. And we'll reveal that for voting the month of July. You'll get to vote for the entire month for the Grassy Award this year. And again, thanks to Jim Harpel of Meat Locker Recording Studio, presenting an opportunity for that winning band to record down there a completely fully mastered and produced song that you'll get to hear right here on The Rock Station. We look forward to that as well. Going to wrap up our show here tonight, and our thanks again to Little Luna. They got the band 13 Saints, and this is a fun song called The Pledge.
All right, and I say we take the show out and go back to a recent guest here, Rurally Bankrupt from the Oil City, Franklin area up there, and a cool song called Cool Bird.
Yeah, and they've got a festival coming up this coming weekend.
That is weekend, 30 bands, Bob.
And it's free.
Yeah.
And camping's free.
Yeah.
You can just go up there and hang out near Cooperstown.
I invite you to come up because Noble Hops is going to be there and a bunch of other great artists. So come up and drink some brewskis with me and let's play some music.
All right. That'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, yeah, that was a fun visit with Rurally Bankrupt as well. So thanks for tuning in and supporting local music, friends. And we will be back next Sunday night at 7 o'clock. The Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
You are. 7 and a quarter now, but it's what I take at age 23. Working in a mom and pop, and I go pizza chef. He says he's got it made back home. Where is folks again, but you just stay somewhere else. In a way, the past three. Know that morning sun don't shine on him like it did so many days before. I know that morning sun don't shine on him. Be his treason, oh, be his lie. Drive a beat at 96 truck. Turn on the sound, watches out in the first spring rain. Says that's a dollar well not spent. I'm driving cross state freely. See every day a gig in a buzz in a fairy tale. At least it gets back home. Know that morning sun don't shine on him like it did so many days before. Know that morning sun don't shine on him. Be his treason, wouldn't be his lie. Man, she lost his way. He meets any times he don't quick and says, well, which way that be, man, now? Can you feel me? Simon didn't do you the same damn talk. See me home, cause it was when the sun used to shine on me. That's when I prayed for rain, yeah, yeah. Though that morning sun don't shine on him like it did so many days before. Though that morning sun don't shine on him and be his treason, won't be his lie.
Nation.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding. Wish the trip was through. Ooh. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. There I go. We'll be right back.
tear, 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. I'd rather be alone. If I can't have you right now, I'll wait, dear. Sometimes I get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Said woman, things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said sugar, take the time, 'cause the lights are shining bright. You and I've got what it takes to make it. We won't fake it. Never break it, 'cause I can't take it.